from VOA Learning English. This is the Economics Report in Special English. A court in Afghanistan has sentenced former leaders of the country's first private bank to prison. Two men were found guilty of crimes that led to the financial failure of the former Kabul Bank in 2010. Some people say the 5-year prison sentences were not equal to the crimes, which led to a financial crisis in Afghanistan. A special 3-judge committee of the Afghan Supreme Court decided the case. Chief Judge Shamsul Rahman Shams read the sentences in the courtroom as the defendants and independent observers listened. The court found Kabul Bank's former chairman, Sherhan Farnood, guilty of stealing $278 million. Former chief executive officer Halilullah Ferozi was found guilty of stealing $530 million. The judge ordered the two men to repay the stolen money. The bank officials have been under a house arrest for more than a year. They were among 21 Kabul Bank and government employees found guilty. The other defendants were given shorter sentences. All of the defendants have the right to appeal. Members of Afghanistan's Independent Joint Anti-Corruption Monitoring and Evaluation Committee were in court to hear the sentences. Its chairman, Drago Kos, criticized the punishments. He said they were not equal to the crimes and not effective in warning others against such crimes.
We can describe our feelings about this verdict with one word: disappointment.
He said the special court did not find the men guilty of money laundering. A conviction on that charge would have permitted the government to seize foreign bank accounts. Mr. Kos said it will be difficult to recover the money.
The chances to recover the stolen money are limited almost down to zero because the court has not used the anti-money laundering legislation of Afghanistan.
The case was considered a test of Afghanistan's new legal system and the government's will to fight corruption. The special court did not charge several other influential people linked to the bank as shareholders and borrowers. These people include a brother of President Hamid Karzai and a brother of the first vice president. The Afghan government has rescued the bank. It has been renamed New Kabul Bank. Nations that help support Afghanistan, led by the United States, have promised billions of dollars in aid after NATO forces withdraw at the end of 2014. But they are demanding that the government bring corruption under control. And that's the Economics Report in Special English. Listen to our reports online at learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Mario Ritter.